into the Word. Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for this opportunity to return to Your house again, to be able to open Your Word, to be able to study, to be able to learn the things that You want us to know so we can get out here into the world and face the devil, face the wiles of the devil, the things and the challenges, the offenses, all so much out there. Please help us now as we get into Your Word and help us to understand that if there's any challenge out there that we're into, if there's any adversary that we're up against, that all we have to do is turn to You, just to lean on You and accept Your help and for us to get out of the way and have You do the work that You have in mind. We thank You so much for that. Please be with us now as we open Your words. We pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. To lean on Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. It's not by our might. It's not by our works. It's not what can you do. It's what can the Lord do through you. We've got to understand this. Too many times people get puffed up. They get saved, they get all energetic, they get to working, they start thinking they're really doing something and it's all about them. And as they grow as a Christian, sometimes they'll get misled by somebody and they'll start getting pride, and they'll get haughty and puffed up like the Scriptures tell us. And they'll get this big head, it's all about what they've accomplished. And then they'll go to reach a level, even all the way up to being a pastor or something, and it's all about what they did. And they make those statements like they're a self-made man, or they'll get up on stage and they'll start bragging about how many people come to their church, or have how many souls they've got saved, or how much... work they've done for the Lord, and it's all about them and their accomplishments. Well, it's nothing to do with themselves. God through them. It's God using someone. If you have the opportunity to serve the Lord, be humble about it. It's the Lord. It's His work. He's using you. He's working through you. And understand that. So when there's a challenge in front of you, and any kind of an opportunity to work for the Lord, understand it's the Lord that's working through you. And in your life, if there's something that's on you, something that's done piled upon you, so much of the stress, financial reasons, emotional, spiritual, I mean physical, there's so many things that can just come piling down on top of you. If your burden is heavy, lean on the Lord. Give it over to the Lord. Accept Him as your Lord and Savior, and He'll take those burdens off of you. So lean on Him. Don't try to stand on your own might. Stand on the might of God. In Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30, a statement that Jesus was teaching about labor. Teaching the children of Israel who had been labored, had been burdened down, the Jews, by the Pharisees and Sadducees, so many things that they had to do on their own might, on their own works. You had to follow all these rules, regulations, and so forth in order to become righteous. Well, no man has ever been able to fulfill the law and become righteous. Jesus Christ fulfilled the law. No one else has been able to come close to it and gain righteousness through working the law. So that's a very heavy burden. And the Lord was telling him in verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So if you feel so burdened down by the works that you think you have to do in order to achieve salvation, let go of all that. Lean on the Lord. Your salvation comes through the work of Jesus Christ, not by your work. It's not by your effort. It's not that you got to clean yourself all up. You got to be just as perfect person before you can come to church. It don't work that way. The Lord will clean you up. He wants to clean you from the inside out. Come to church. Give your life to the Lord. Yield to the Lord. He'll make the changes within you. It's not that you have to make all the changes yourself first and then start going to church. That'll never happen. Lean on the Lord. He'll give you rest. Verse 29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." Take His yoke upon you. His yoke, what is He going to put upon you? "For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." If you take on His yoke. His yoke is accepting Him, being a servant to Jesus Christ. His yoke. And down in verse 30 here, it reads, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." People think it's such a hard burden to be a Christian. If you're trying to do it all on yourself, all on your works, all by your efforts, yes, it's extremely hard. But if you lean on the Lord, Let the Lord fight the battles. Let the Lord get those demons out of your pathway. Let the Lord remove those challenges, move those mountains, overcome those obstacles. Lean on the Lord. Then, as it says, His yoke is easy. So my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The yoke that He wants to put upon us. People think it's such a horrible challenge and burden that we got to carry around all the time being a Christian. If you're doing it on your effort, yes, it is. Granted, we're going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations. We're going to have temptations. We're going to have obstacles. We're going to have people in our way. Don't stand on your own might. Give it to the Lord. Let Him carry that. Let Him fight the serious battles in front of you. And then what He puts on you will be easy and light, like He put in here. If you just understand that it's not you that needs to fight the battle. It's the Lord. All right, if you will, turn over to Isaiah chapter 41. This is a reference to children of Israel, some of the battles that they had to fight. You can find these historical accounts of events that occurred in the past. And you can see how the Lord worked with individuals or with groups or with nations. And you can take lessons from that. You can take comfort from that. You can take knowledge from that and apply it to your life and see how the Lord will work with you also as a Christian. So we can learn from this account in Isaiah chapter 41. If you would, just turn to verse 10 here. Chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. See, it's not by your own strength. It's by the strength of God. And He is all-powerful. So never worry about the challenge or the work that the Lord has set before you because you think you ain't got the strength to do it. Well, you don't have the strength to do it because it's by the strength of God. He will strengthen you. He says, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. There again, not your righteousness. It's not that you're going to get yourself all cleaned up and become righteous so you can be a Christian. Doesn't work that way. It's by the righteousness of God that you accept, that you acknowledge, and you yield to, lean on Him, not on your own might. In verse 13, if you drop down to that, it reads, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. That assurance that He is going to help us. Whatever adversary might come our way, if we just understand, it's the Lord that's going to work through us, that's going to fight whatever adversary that comes against a Christian. The Lord will take care of that. If you yield to that, if you let Him do it, if you get out of the way. Like we've used that analogy so many times about driving. You know, you're thinking of your life or your Christian life or your life in general as a vehicle. And you're driving down the road. You know, you're driving the wheel. If you're a Christian, you've given the steering wheel over to the Lord. Now, you've got to get out of this driving position and get into passenger position. And don't try to steer your own vehicle. Don't reach across and try to take the wheel and steer it yourself. You're going to wind up in a ditch. Let the Lord have the wheel. Just like that song that was popular a few years back, Jesus, take the wheel. That's the same thing. Give Him control over your life and you become the passenger. Let Him be the driver and He will strengthen you. He will uphold your right hand. It'll be by His righteousness, not by yours, by His effort, by His strength. Lean on Him. Don't depend upon yourself because you'll never make it. You'll never be able to stand against Satan and all the wiles of the devil on your own strength. Can't do it. So lean on the Lord. Words of comfort, turn over to John chapter 14. I know I use this a lot, but it is so powerful. It is inspirational. It will encourage you anytime that you're down because it just starts out that way. I mean, right here, the very first verses. It reads John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. So this was going out to the Jews that had already established a belief in God, reminding them, you've got to believe in Jesus Christ. There's some Jews out here today still, of course, that just focus on trying to serve the Father and don't acknowledge Jesus Christ for who He is. Well, they're not getting very far. Their prayers are not getting above their ceiling. Because unless you go through Jesus Christ, you're not going to reach the Father. So He's letting them know right here, trust in Him. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. That's awesome. Jesus Christ, the One who spoke everything into existence, is encouraging us, letting us know that He has gone to prepare a place for us. Those that believe Him. Those that have yielded to Him as their Lord and Savior. Accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. In verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Encouraging you, let you know, we're not going to live down here on this planet forever. We're going to be with the Lord for eternity. When you give your life over to the Lord, you've just sealed your fate for eternity, your existence for eternity, your life everlasting is sealed and cannot be taken away from you. And for eternity, you'll spend a life with Jesus Christ, who has gone to prepare a place for you and is going to come back and get you and take you to that new place. In John chapter 14 and verse 15, if ye love Me, keep My commandments, and I will pray the Father, He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth Me no more, but ye see Me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day, ye shall know that I am in My Father, and ye in Me, and I in you. He that hath My commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth Me, and he that loveth Me shall be loved of My Father, and I will love him, and will manifest Myself to him, reveal Himself to him. How does He do that? Just like we read over there in chapter 16 and verse 13. Howbeit, when He, which is the Comforter, the Spirit of truth is come, He will guide you into all truth. Well, what is the truth? Truth is the Word of God. Truth is the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ for who He is. He will give us the understanding of truth instead of all the lies that are out here in the world. Once you have the truth, there's comfort in the truth. There's awareness in the truth. There's enlightenment in the truth. And all that can be found through studying the Scriptures and praying and yielding to the Spirit of truth, which is the Holy Ghost, which comes into you when you get saved. For He shall not speak of Himself. It's not that the Holy Ghost always talks about Himself. It's talking about the entire Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. What does He hear? He hears the communication straight from the Father, through the Son, through the Holy Ghost, to us, that conduit, that circle. And He will show you things to come. He'll let us know about what's going to be coming on down the line, about the prophecies, the revelation of the understanding of what's going to be coming up next for Christian. There's comfort in that, allowing you to lean on Jesus Christ and depend upon Him. He shall glorify Me, which is Jesus Christ, for He shall receive of Mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are Mine. Therefore said I that He shall take of Mine and shall show it unto you. A little while and ye shall not see Me. And again a little while and ye shall see Me, because I go to the Father. A little reminder to the apostles there, to the disciples, all those who was listening, that He was going to go to the grave. A little while and you will not see Me, because He was going to be crucified. He's going to go in the grave. He's going to rise again. And He's going to be around some 40 days. And He's going to ascend to the Father. Now our mediator, now our advocate, now our high priest, sitting on the right hand of the Father, giving us that connection to the Heavenly Father, someone for us to lean on. He gives us the Comforter to give us that peace, to give us that understanding of the Word of God, to give us that Spirit of truth. And it's all available. All we got to do is accept it. All we got to do is get out of our own way and lean on the Lord instead of standing on our own might. I mean, that's what I've seen so many times over and over. People try to stand on their own strengths instead of leaning on the Lord, letting the Lord handle things, letting the Lord guide you, letting the Lord make those really big decisions in your life, letting the Lord take on the burdens. He wants us to do that. He wants our yoke to be light and easy, like He pointed out there, if we just yield to that. Right? There's some more comforting words we can find over in the book of Thessalonians. If you will, flip on over to Thessalonians, the letter written by Paul to the church in Thessalonica, bringing up some very interesting issues, controversial issues of today, of course, but words of comfort. And he points out that to comfort one another with these words, especially the one is with some of my favorite verses, which is 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18, which reads, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep," or those that have passed away, "that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." Who are those which have no hope? Those that are lost, those that are worldly. "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him." Just like Jesus Christ raised from the dead on that third day. It took around some 40 days or so teaching and preaching and then raised and ascended to the Father. Just like that, just like those others that have died as Christians, He will bring back with Him. "For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep," or proceed, if you go back into more modern English. It reads, "For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Another acknowledgement of the fact that Jesus Christ is going to come back and get us, because He has gone to prepare a place for us. He's going to come back and get us and take us to that place. Just like it says over in the book of John in chapter 14 there. He's gone to prepare a place. He's coming back. There's another reference to that in a little bit more detail on how it's going to take place. If you will, turn on over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 15. "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by our epistle, now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace." Those things that He has given us. "Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work." Good word, excuse me, "in every good word and work." It's there available to us. The comfort can be found by leaning on the Lord, turning everything over to Jesus Christ, giving Him our burdens, giving Him the task that we face, realizing that we've got to stand on His might, not on our might. It's not by our efforts, it's by His, and lean on Him. All these challenging things that you're facing, all these decisions you've got to make, all these conflicts that you might have, all these burdens you're now carrying, the physical, the mental, and the financial things, especially financial these days, decisions that you have to make, anything like that is on you, give it over to the Lord. Lean on the Lord. He'll comfort you and give you peace that passes all understanding. Because you know what it tells us there? "Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work." Because we know what we have in store as Christians, as born-again Christians. There again, another one that we use so often. If you will, turn over to Revelation chapter 21. The key thing is not to stand on your own might. Stand on the power of God. To stand on that strength. You can work and work and work, put all the effort you want as an individual, trying to do something on your own. It will not stand. It will not stand the test of time. It will not stand up against the wiles of the devil. You've got to realize and acknowledge that it's by the strength of Jesus Christ. It's by His power that you accomplish anything. It's by His power that you have a breath to even breathe. When you wake up in the morning, that first breath that comes to you is a blessing given to you by God, an opportunity given to you by God. Every single day you have an opportunity to serve Him. Take that opportunity to serve Him. Give your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ before it's everlasting too late and serve Him. And He's going to flood you with all kinds of blessings here on this planet as well as for eternity, which is way beyond what we can comprehend, the things that He's got in store for us. Just a little glimpse of the things He has in store for us, of course, be found in chapter 21 of the book of Revelation. It reads, "And I saw," this is written by John, And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. That one verse right there is something you ought to just write down and carry around with you. Every time you have an ache or a pain, which I know is every day, pull it out and read it. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. I mean, that alone, if that was this one verse here was the only thing that you had to look forward to for eternity, that would be awesome. I mean, that pretty much covers it. To have no more death, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more tears, no more of all those things that we have to put up with being physical in this body and human at this time. You know, the things that we are reminded that every time when you wake up, every time you take a step, for some of us, that pain that you have, you know, in the back, in the legs, in the knees. There's just so much that we endure here and know for eternity you're not going to have to go through that. Let's continue in verse 5. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Who is he that overcometh? That's the born again. That is who has overcome Satan. So turn your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept him as your Savior. Take on his yoke, as it said over in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 reads, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In verse 30. We carry around so much burden that we don't need to carry around. Give it to the Lord. That analogy I've used so often about the barbell, it applies. I mean, just think of everything that's on your back, all your burdens as this barbell, bend down, pick it up, raise it up, press it to the ceiling and let it go and let the Lord take that and lean on Him, on His might, His strength, and He'll see you through anything that's out there. Lean on Him. Let's pray. Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to lean on you, to be able to unleash all these burdens, to release them to you, to raise them up, to pick them up, to raise them up and just give them to you, and you take that right off of us. You've told us to do that in your word. Please help us to have the encouragement to do that. Help us have the faith to do that, to release all those things that we seem to want to carry around and agonize on these burdens. Help us to understand that we don't have to do that, to just raise it up and give them to you. We thank you so much for your word. It contains so much. It gives us that encouragement. It gives us that comfort. And it's an awesome opportunity. Thank you so much. As we pray in Jesus' precious holy name, amen.